BBC News with Stuart McIntosh. President Trump has said he's not ruling out a military option in dealing with the crisis in Venezuela. Answering a reporter's question, Mr. Trump said people in Venezuela were suffering and dying and the US had many options, including a military option if necessary. Venezuela's information minister said it was the most insolent threat ever made to his country. The US president has renewed his verbal pressure on North Korea, warning Pyongyang not to take military action against the US or its allies. Mr. Trump said he hoped the North's leader understood the gravity of the situation. Kenya's president, Uhuru Kenyatta, has called for national unity following the official announcement of his re-election. While the president's supporters are celebrating, angry protests have broken out in some opposition strongholds. There are reports of police firing tear gas in a district of the capital, Nairobi, and in the city of Kisumu. The governor of the U.S. state of Virginia, Terry McAuliffe, has urged people to stay away from a rally of white supremacist groups planned in Charlottesville. Thousands of Ku Klux Klan supporters are expected to rally there in protest against a decision to remove a statue of the Confederate Civil War General Robert E. Lee. A big counter-demonstration is also expected. The Colombian rebel group the FARC has said it wants to form a professional football club once it completes its demobilization under a peace deal with the government. The government says football officials can consider the application for the men's and women's team once the disarmament process is completed. The world's oldest man has died at the age of 113. Israel Crystal was born in Poland just weeks before the first powered flight of an aeroplane. Mr. Crystal, a Jew, was sent to the Nazi death camp at Auschwitz, where his wife and children perished. After the war, he remarried and settled in Israel. BBC News.